Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost. Join us as we worship Him in spirit and in truth. Sing with us. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name. And as we do each day, greet you in the lovely name of Jesus and welcome you to a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. And if it's convenient and possible, why don't you invite someone to worship with you? And then have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. Well, let's begin this service with the Word of God from Song of Solomon, chapter 2, beginning with verse 11. For lo, the winter is past, and the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. Wonderful words of life on today's broadcast. All right, we're going to take the Sing His Praise hymnal, and we're going to page 285. Just clap your hands and sing along with us on I Believe Jesus Saves. I am coming to Jesus for rest, rest such as the purified know. My soul is athirst to be blessed, to be washed and made whiter than snow. I believe that Jesus saves, and His blood washes whiter than snow. I believe that Jesus saves, and His blood washes whiter than snow. To Jesus I give up my all, every treasure and idol I know. For His fullness of blessing I call, till His blood washes whiter than snow. I believe that Jesus saves, and His blood washes whiter than snow. I believe that Jesus saves, and His blood washes whiter than snow. I am trusting in Jesus alone, trusting now His salvation to know. And His blood does so fully atone. I am washed and made whiter than snow. I believe that Jesus saves, and his blood washes whiter than snow. I believe that Jesus saves, and his blood washes whiter than snow. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. I believe that Jesus saves, and his blood washes whiter than snow. I believe that Jesus saves, and his blood washes whiter than snow. I believe that Jesus saves, and his blood washes whiter than snow. Well, we've been singing in the sweet by and by for a long time. And one phrase of that says, I believe Jesus saves, and his blood washes whiter than snow. Believing Jesus saves and accepting that in your heart will get you ready for in the sweet by and by, where we shall sing on that beautiful shore. Our precious promise today before we pray comes to us from the book of Psalms 24, beginning with verse 1, where David said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Well, I own a little piece of property. I have Sister Linda's and my name are on a deed, and it looks like to the county and to the state of Illinois that we own this property. But according to the scripture, we really don't own anything, because the Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Praise the Lord. I'm glad he just lets me claim a little section of it and live here a while. But he's going to soon come and take us home, and those title deeds won't amount to anything because we'll leave it all behind. Let's bow together for a word of prayer. Let's pray for our next church service. In the middle of the week, many of you gather for prayer meetings and Bible studies and worship services and different functions of your church. Let's pray for midweek services, that the Spirit of the Lord will reign and have his way. We thank you, Lord, today that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. We're glad, Lord, that we can live in this vast universe, and our souls can be like waiting falcons that's just destined for the sky when we're soon released. We're thankful today, Lord, that we can gather in the midweek service. Lord, we're thankful today that we can gather in Jesus' name. We're thankful, Lord, today that we can worship you during the week as well as on the weekend. And Lord, we just pray for every midweek service, no matter what night of the week it's on. I pray, Lord, that you'll move in those services. And no matter how they operate or function, I pray, Lord, that every one of them will be a service of praise and worship, Lord, and however they're conducted. I just pray today in Jesus' name, Lord, that you use our midweek services even as a point of contact where men and women can find you as Savior and Lord, where men and women can come to you, where men and women can seek you, Lord, and find peace and happiness, get answers to their prayer, salvation for their souls, healing for their body, be filled with the Holy Ghost. We know, Lord, that you're able today. Use this service today to bless some heart, we pray, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Worship with us now as we sing. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And he's just the same as his lovely name. That's the reason why I love him so. For Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And I'll give you some contact information at the end of the broadcast. Sister Linda is my favorite singer. I've told you that many times. She's going to favor us with a number simply entitled, I Forgive You.
There was a woman brought to Jesus. She was taken in her sins, cast down at his feet that day. She was guilty and condemned. The law said she must pay the price for mistakes that she had made. But her shame became rejoicing when she heard the Savior say, oh, I forgive. Words ever spoken, I forgive. I too came to Jesus like that woman long ago. I was weighted by the guilt and shame. Life brought me low. But when I met the Master, I confessed I had great need. What he did for her, he'll do for you. Praise the Lord, he did it for me.
Been worshiping with us for the past 14 minutes on the power of Pentecost. Join us for the next service. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers and Sister Linda's at the piano. Our mailing address is The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And our website, www.pentecostalradio.com. .org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.